This is the NSEN ESOL International Advanced User Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Thank you. I really appreciate your help. 2. What happened about the bus driver's job? 3. Do you mind if I sit here? 4. Are we still going away for the weekend? 5. I thought we could learn how to use Zoom. 6. Oh no, I've left my mobile phone in the garden and it's raining. 7. I need to go to the post office and post some parcels. 8. Do you need help carrying the chair? 9. Which do you prefer, WhatsApp or TikTok? 10. I have a lot of old DVDs. I've tried selling them, but no one wants them.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Thank you. I really appreciate your help. 2. What happened about the bus driver's job? 3. Do you mind if I sit here? 4. Are we still going away for the weekend? 5. I thought we could learn how to use Zoom. 6. Oh no, I've left my mobile phone in the garden and it's raining. 7. I need to go to the post office and post some parcels. 8. Do you need help carrying the chair? 9. Which do you prefer, WhatsApp or TikTok? 10. I have a lot of old DVDs. I've tried selling them, but no one wants them.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, I'm interested in riding lessons. Could you give me some information, please?
Certainly. Have you ever had riding lessons before?
No, I've ridden ponies on holiday when I've been pony trekking.
Right. Pony trekking is walking with a pony, whereas riding involves walking, trotting and cantering. You'll need beginner lessons.
How much are they and how often do you run them?
We run them during the week. Our group beginner lessons start at €15 for 30 minutes or €19 for 45 minutes. As soon as you can walk and trot independently on a pony, you will learn how to canter.
What's the difference between trotting and cantering?
Trotting is like jogging. Cantering is more of a run. Obviously, the more experienced you are, the more you will be able to do. We also have 2-hour care sessions for €23 where you can learn how to care for a pony, feed them, groom them, and clean the stables. You will look after their saddles and tack up. You know, put the saddle and reins on a pony.
Do you do private lessons?
Yes, our private lessons offer one-to-one instruction with a personal trainer, which is ideal for beginners. They cost €24 for 30 minutes. However, if you wish to share a private lesson with another rider, you can pay €22 for 30 minutes or €24 for 45 minutes.
Can I book an hour's private lesson just for me with one-to-one instruction, please? 3 times a week. I'd also like to book a care lesson too.
I forgot to say, the care lessons are only run during the school holidays. If you fill in the online booking form and give your email address, I'll send you all the timetables and information you need. There is one restriction. You need to weigh no more than 76 kilograms.
That's okay. I'm around 65 kilograms. Thanks so much for the information. You've been really helpful.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, I'm interested in riding lessons. Could you give me some information, please?
Certainly. Have you ever had riding lessons before?
No, I've ridden ponies on holiday when I've been pony trekking.
Right. Pony trekking is walking with a pony, whereas riding involves walking, trotting and cantering. You'll need beginner lessons.
How much are they and how often do you run them?
We run them during the week. Our group beginner lessons start at €15 for 30 minutes or €19 for 45 minutes. As soon as you can walk and trot independently on a pony, you will learn how to canter.
What's the difference between trotting and cantering?
Trotting is like jogging. Cantering is more of a run. Obviously, the more experienced you are, the more you will be able to do. We also have 2-hour care sessions for €23 where you can learn how to care for a pony, feed them, groom them, and clean the stables. You will look after their saddles and tack up. You know, put the saddle and reins on a pony.
Do you do private lessons?
Yes, our private lessons offer one-to-one instruction with a personal trainer, which is ideal for beginners. They cost €24 for 30 minutes. However, if you wish to share a private lesson with another rider, you can pay €22 for 30 minutes or €24 for 45 minutes.
Can I book an hour's private lesson just for me with one-to-one instruction, please? 3 times a week. I'd also like to book a care lesson too.
I forgot to say, the care lessons are only run during the school holidays. If you fill in the online booking form and give your email address, I'll send you all the timetables and information you need. There is one restriction. You need to weigh no more than 76 kilograms.
That's okay. I'm around 65 kilograms. Thanks so much for the information. You've been really helpful.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, how are you? How is your university course?
It's great. I love it. I'm learning so much about art, poetry and literature.
But you're studying English, aren't you?
Yes, but language is in everything, even art. I'm learning how to interpret emotions in images. Artists use language, but not words. They speak to us through the images they create. They express the emotion of the artist and the people they paint, so we can read and understand what we are seeing. Poetry is the same. You have to interpret it. How are your studies?
My studies are completely different from yours. As you know, I'm studying physics and I love solving mathematical problems. I enjoy logic and scientific facts. I find interpreting art and poetry too obscure for me. I don't think my mind is imaginative. It's too rational.
That's fine. We can't all be the same, can we? The university is holding an end-of-semester party. Are you going?
I don't know. I'd have to buy some new clothes and the tickets are rather expensive. I'm waiting for my parents to send me some money, so I've got to be careful with my budget. The money should come through tomorrow. I hope so, because I'm running low on food and I'm fed up of eating beans on toast. If I get paid, then I'll go.
Have you heard about Professor Barros? He's retiring after 30 years of teaching. The students are going to have a collection for a gift. We thought we'd give him a gold fountain pen set.
That's a very traditional gift, isn't it? Still, it's something he can keep forever. Are you going to engrave the pen with something?
Yes, something like 30 years teaching. You made a difference.
That's really good. I'd like to contribute, so don't forget to ask me.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, how are you? How is your university course?
It's great. I love it. I'm learning so much about art, poetry and literature.
But you're studying English, aren't you?
Yes, but language is in everything, even art. I'm learning how to interpret emotions in images. Artists use language, but not words. They speak to us through the images they create. They express the emotion of the artists and the people they paint, so we can read and understand what we are seeing. Poetry is the same. You have to interpret it. How are your studies?
My studies are completely different from yours. As you know, I'm studying physics and I love solving mathematical problems. I enjoy logic and scientific facts. I find interpreting art and poetry too obscure for me. I don't think my mind is imaginative. It's too rational.
That's fine. We can't all be the same, can we? The university is holding an end-of-semester party. Are you going?
I don't know. I'd have to buy some new clothes and the tickets are rather expensive. I'm waiting for my parents to send me some money, so I've got to be careful with my budget. The money should come through tomorrow. I hope so, because I'm running low on food and I'm fed up of eating beans on toast. If I get paid, then I'll go.
Have you heard about Professor Barros? He's retiring after 30 years of teaching. The students are going to have a collection for a gift. We thought we'd give him a gold fountain pen set.
That's a very traditional gift, isn't it? Still, it's something he can keep forever. Are you going to engrave the pen with something?
Yes, something like 30 years teaching. You made a difference.
That's really good. I'd like to contribute, so don't forget to ask me.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. Today we're debating the skills that students should be learning. In the past, girls were taught cooking and sewing to prepare them to be housewives, and boys were taught carpentry and metalwork to prepare them for work. Nowadays, schools teach these skills in mixed gender classes. I think this is a great idea. What do you think?
Girls should learn traditional skills such as sewing, cooking, and childcare, and leave the more practical skills like woodwork, mechanics, and engineering to the boys.
This is too old-fashioned. For centuries, men and women have been working as tailors, making clothes, and as hairdressers. The best chefs in restaurants are generally male. A friend of mine has his own successful catering business, and another friend knits blankets, which he sells online. Also, a lot of men are stay-at-home husbands, looking after children. Nowadays, there are female engineers, plumbers, and electricians.
I'm not saying that men can't knit, cook, or look after children. But I believe these aren't activities they should be doing.
I disagree. There aren't any gender-specific roles in this modern world anymore. If everyone learns a mix of skills together, each person has a better opportunity to secure work doing something they really enjoy, regardless of what it is.
Right. But I think women are better at raising children and looking after the home.
No. Some men make fantastic childcarers, and some women are brilliant engineers. In fact, recent research has shown that girls are slightly better at science and mathematics than boys.
I still believe that women have a gentler touch than men and to make better homemakers. I know men and women have always shared occupations like hairdressing, but I prefer women to do clean, non-heavy physical jobs, rather than work in a garage or on a building site?
Well, I love DIY and decorating. Anyway, thank you for talking to me today.
Now listen to the debate again.
Good morning. Today we're debating the skills that students should be learning. In the past, girls were taught cooking and sewing to prepare them to be housewives, and boys were taught carpentry and metalwork to prepare them for work. Nowadays, schools teach these skills in mixed gender classes. I think this is a great idea. What do you think?
Girls should learn traditional skills such as sewing, cooking, and childcare, and leave the more practical skills like woodwork, mechanics and engineering to the boys.
This is too old-fashioned. For centuries, men and women have been working as tailors, making clothes and as hairdressers. The best chefs in restaurants are generally male. A friend of mine has his own successful catering business, and another friend knits blankets, which he sells online. Also, a lot of men are stay-at-home husbands, looking after children. Nowadays, there are female engineers, plumbers and electricians.
I'm not saying that men can't knit, cook or look after children, but I believe these aren't activities they should be doing.
I disagree. There aren't any gender-specific roles in this modern world anymore. If everyone learns a mix of skills together, each person has a better opportunity to secure work doing something they really enjoy, regardless of what it is.
Right. But I think women are better at raising children and looking after the home.
No. Some men make fantastic childcarers, and some women are brilliant engineers. In fact, recent research has shown that girls are slightly better at science and mathematics than boys.
I still believe that women have a gentler touch than men and to make better homemakers. I know men and women have always shared occupations like hairdressing, but I prefer women to do clean, non-heavy physical jobs rather than work in a garage or on a building site.
Well, I love DIY and decorating. Anyway, thank you for talking to me today.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good afternoon. Today's guest is a gold Olympic athlete. You participated in the diving final. What was it like?
It was nerve-wracking. The final was the worst thing to compete in. I watched the scoreboard all the time. Then I had to climb up 4 flights of steps to the 10-metre platform. I started at the back of the board, did a hop, skip and jump and dived off. When I won gold, it was unbelievable.
And now you're encouraging young people to take up swimming and diving?
Yes, I think it's important that young people, particularly children, learn to swim. Swimming could save your life, and diving is a great way of getting you to swim underwater.
I enjoy swimming, but not diving. I step into the water or jump in. I know it's important to learn how to swim, but is it necessary to learn how to dive?
The more you dive, the more your muscles strengthen and it improves your body's flexibility and posture. Swimming underwater develops endurance and builds your lung strength and core strength. You feel fit. It's also quite calming.
Doesn't swimming do that anyway? I know I feel fit, as if I've had a good workout when I come out of the swimming pool. Holding my breath underwater is difficult for me and I don't find it calming at all.
It's not for everyone. I'd like to see more young people taking up diving at Olympic level. When you dive, you first need to learn how to hit the water. If you hit the water on your back or stomach, it hurts. So it's important to straighten your body and cut through the water with your hands like a knife through butter.
Would you say diving can be dangerous and cause you serious injury?
You have more chance of being struck by lightning than being injured from a dive.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good afternoon. Today's guest is a gold Olympic athlete. You participated in the diving final. What was it like?
It was nerve-wracking. The final was the worst thing to compete in. I watched the scoreboard all the time. Then I had to climb up 4 flights of steps to the 10-metre platform. I started at the back of the board, did a hop, skip and jump and dived off. When I won gold, it was unbelievable.
And now you're encouraging young people to take up swimming and diving?
Yes, I think it's important that young people, particularly children, learn to swim. Swimming could save your life and diving is a great way of getting you to swim underwater.
I enjoy swimming, but not diving. I step into the water or jump in. I know it's important to learn how to swim, but is it necessary to learn how to dive?
The more you dive, the more your muscles strengthen and it improves your body's flexibility and posture. Swimming underwater develops endurance and builds your lung strength and core strength. You feel fit. It's also quite calming.
Doesn't swimming do that anyway? I know I feel fit, as if I've had a good workout when I come out of the swimming pool. Holding my breath underwater is difficult for me and I don't find it calming at all.
It's not for everyone. I'd like to see more young people taking up diving at Olympic level. When you dive, you first need to learn how to hit the water. If you hit the water on your back or stomach, it hurts. So it's important to straighten your body and cut through the water with your hands like a knife through butter.
Would you say diving can be dangerous and cause you serious injury?
You have more chance of being struck by lightning than being injured from a dive.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.